USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being attorney general of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual. But also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Violent protests continue in Venezuela. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Soldiers filled the streets with tear gas, disrupting demonstrations. Opposition leader Juan Guaido had his protesters marching to try to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro, but he still remains in control of most of the military. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the U.S. is still pushing for Maduro to step down.
It's extraordinarily fluid. And it's, almost day-to-day.
I'm Wendy King.
A Florida bill allowing teachers to bring guns to class is expected to become law. The bill will go to the governor's desk after it was passed by the Florida House of Representatives yesterday, and if signed, it would allow school districts in Florida to decide if teachers can participate in the Voluntary Guardian Program after passing a 144-hour training course. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO Mark Zuckerberg would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue. A Chinese family caught up in the college admission cheating scandal reportedly paid millions to get their daughter into Stanford. Reports are Yuzi Zhao, who also goes by the name Molly, was admitted to the Northern California school in the spring of 2017, and the family from Beijing paid $6.5 million to a Newport Beach businessman to get that child into the university. The businessman's pleaded guilty to the charges, along with parents and coaches entangled in the controversy, though this Chinese family has not yet been formally charged. And some new laws and rules in effect at Disney parks effective today. They're banning smoking, wagons, and oversized strollers at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.